Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. In honor of Pet Dental Health Month, I have Dr. Danielle Bernal back from Wellness Natural Pet Food, and she is here to talk to us today about the importance of pet dental health. This is something that a lot of pet owners don't realize the importance of. It's not out there, and pet parents aren't educated on it as much as they should be, in my opinion. Dental health is something that really impacts your dog's overall health and well-being, or cat for that matter. Problems with dental health have been linked to certain cancers, heart disease, liver disease. It's a really serious issue if you don't know how to take care of your pet's teeth and mouth. So Dr. Bernal is here, and she is going to talk to us about the importance of that and how we can make sure to take care of our pet's dental health at home. It's Pet Dental Health Month. Let's start by talking about why it's so important to take care of your pet's dental health.
Yes, I think this one is really common in that, well, it is common because 80% of dogs actually suffering from some kind of dental disease. Now, if we've ever had a toothache ourselves, we absolutely appreciate how sore that can be. And the reality is that with such a large number of dogs out there suffering dental problems, we've actually almost assumed it's a normal part of their life, like that doggy breath. You know, they might have some discoloration on their teeth and just thought, oh, that's part of being a dog. But it's not. You know, it's so important that we realise that that's the first signs of them having dental disease. We don't want them to be in that pain. So that's why it's key that pet parents, we need to make sure that just like we look after our teeth, we're starting to look after theirs as well.
Yeah, I think that's so important that you mentioned that, because I hear that a lot from pet owners that, you know, that yellow discoloration of the teeth, that's normal. And as we both know, that's very not normal. That shouldn't be there. That is the plaque buildup. So it is something that's seen quite commonly in dogs, but that doesn't mean that it's something that's supposed to be there.
Correct.
So what steps should pet owners be taking to take care of their dog's mouth and their teeth?
Absolutely. So I think this one is the main message here is that it's not a one-stop shop. You know, successful dental health is the same as our own. You know, you need to do something at home every single day. And you also need to go and see, you know, your canine dentist, or your veterinarian on a yearly visit as well. So these are the key things. And, you know, if you want to start looking after their teeth, some people go, oh, but, you know, I'm a bit worried about brushing their teeth. You know, go speak to your vet on that annual checkup. They can show you the process how to do it. Just because you go into the vet doesn't mean that you're going to also end up on the Elizabeth table with your dog and, you know, huge vet bill. They may just say, look, this is fantastic. Now's the time to start doing this and, you know, treat them that way. And then that way prevents, you know, the whole staying of the stitching time. Stage 9, it's a conduct them with dental health. So see the vet and then talk about what things you could do at home. You know, if you're a bit concerned about starting to brush your dog's teeth because, you know, you're approaching them with a toothbrush and they're looking at you like this, not going to happen. Then there are other alternatives as well. So there are things like dental chews, for example, which are much easier. So, you know, if you are worried, don't worry. I suppose is the key message. It's never too late to start. You can do something literally tomorrow by going out and, you know, picking up a pet specialty chew, but always go and see your vet. And that will also teach you how to brush your dog's teeth as well.
And I mean, it's quite similar to brushing your own teeth. There are special toothbrushes. And one thing I do want to make sure that we mention is that there's special toothpaste for pets as well. And human toothpaste actually can have some really toxic ingredients. So it's important to buy toothpaste that's made for your pets. But if your vet walks you through that, of course, you know, that's wonderful. Do you have any tips to make the experience a little bit easier or help the dogs get used to the toothbrush?
Yeah, so the first tip is if you've got a puppy, then that is the best time to start. So, you know, when they're little and you can literally get those little toothbrushes that slide on your finger, actually almost like a knitting needle kind of one that goes over your finger. But the same sort of thing, and normally you can just gently brush your finger around their mouth. That starts them on the process of what you're doing. To your point, absolutely, you do not want to use human toothpaste. They are going to be toxic to dogs, but most importantly also, the pet toothpaste has a beefy flavour, or usually something much more palatable to dogs. So when you start using that as well, it's going to be more encouraging for them. So start with that. The most important thing when you're brushing is make sure it's safe for you and your dog. If you've got a dog who you're a bit concerned about, then definitely don't try this on your own. Go and speak to your veterinarian. But, you know, start with it. Work across all teeth. Then we do our own teeth. You know, you want to obviously get those front ones, but often they'll be hard to get at the back ones as well. And that's when it's often good to do a combination of at-home toothbrushing. And what I mean by that is you can do toothbrushing, which is good, you know, some stages, but then you can throw in a chew as well, because those chews generally have far better success on those back teeth. And that way you're kind of ensuring that you're covering the whole mouth with a really robust at-home dental preventative, I suppose, solution for your pet.
And you mentioned just briefly that sometimes veterinarians will recommend the dental cleanings, and that does happen at your vet's office. Could you walk us through what that process might look like and how often pet owners should be getting these dental cleanings?
Yeah, so it really depends on the dog. Some dogs, for example, are larger breeds. They have a lot more space in their mouth, for the teeth. So these guys aren't as predisposed to getting that bacteria caught between teeth. You might need to set off the plaque buildup and then of course it progresses from there. The smaller breeds, unfortunately these guys just have the same number of teeth but in very small jaws. So they're more predisposed. So when you go into your vet, it will depend upon your dog as to how often, they'll need to do a professional clean. But it's similar to ourselves, the minimum we should be seeing that vet is an annual basis. That way you can talk about your vaccinations, you can talk about general health, they can look at the weight, and they can also look at your dog's teeth. They'll start out by first just lifting the lip and having a look at it with their eyes, so to speak. This is when they'll start to see, is there red gums? Is there discoloration on the teeth, indicating there's a buildup of plaque and tartar? Are there any wobbly teeth? In those smaller breeds, if it's just a slight discoloration, then they may look at ways of how we can nutritionally, help minimise that build-up further. Or they may say, maybe we'll clean their teeth every 2 or 3 years. If you've got a dog, unfortunately, who is more predisposed to getting dental upset, then this may be an annual clean every single year. And just like us, obviously, it's not painful. If you do that preventative, you're just merely cleaning it off. But always with dogs, the biggest concern is, they don't quite understand what we're doing. So often they'll need to give them a sedative or put them under a general anesthetic as well, just so that they're not panicked or stressed while they have their teeth cleaned. It's absolutely routine, doesn't cause any problems for the pet, and of course, with such an important part of keeping their teeth healthy, this is a great preventative step for keeping them overall healthy as well. The only challenges to watch out is, obviously, if you've got a very old pet, you then start to assess, is there an anesthetic risk or anything like that. But again, your veterinarian is the best one. He knows your dog, and they can talk you through that and offer the personalized solution for each animal.
Yeah, and I think it's important, you touched just briefly on the anesthetic, and I hear that a lot from pet owners when I talk about dental cleanings. That seems to be their biggest worry is the anesthesia. But as you mentioned, your vet will know, and if there are risks, they can help you assess that and decide if that's best for your pet. And aside from those professional cleanings, there are a ton of dental health products on the market. I know when I just go into our local pet store, they have a whole wall of different products. Are these products as effective as brushing? And should you use those on your pet? Why or why not?
Sure. So the gold standard is seeing your veterinarian for a clean. Just under that is most definitely brushing. However, the reality is that only 2% of our pet parents out there are actually physically brushing their dog's teeth. So we've got a huge proportion of pets receiving no treatment at all. That's why there's, as you say, that proliferation of alternative products in the pet specialty store. My biggest recommendation here is to prove one or select one that's scientifically proven, but most importantly, something that's going to easily fit into your day-to-day routine. It's all well and good to have these fandangled systems, but if it's too complex for you, you may not do it. So one of the recommendations I always find the most successful is a dental chew, because this is mimics almost the way a toothbrush works. It's that mechanical scraping action on the teeth. The dog loves it because it's their natural ability and desire to chew things. And if you pick one that's scientifically proven, there's actually a lot of science behind them that can actually reduce the glassing powder buildup or preventative purring far greater than if you just fed them, say, a kibble food. So pick one that's a good one, pick one that's scientifically proven, try and avoid some of the fad diet where that just don't quite have, you know, much support behind them, and then that way you'll know you're doing the right thing. But most importantly, the other thing to remember is you have to do it daily. Just like us, we brush our teeth every single day, and ideally twice a day. It's no benefit to a dog if we're brushing once a week or once every 2 weeks by giving them a treat or a chew or something that's going to be working on their teeth. We have to be talking that daily message to get the best benefit.
And speaking of dental chews, Whimsies is one of the most popular brands out there for sure, and Wellness makes those. Can you talk a little bit about Whimsies and what makes them different from other dental chews on the market?
Yeah, sure. So Whimsies is an all-natural dental chew. Where we really focus on, obviously, the functional benefit, but we make sure these chews clean teeth. But we also make it fun. So Whimsies comes in a variety of shapes, everything from a hedgehog or an alligator right through to, you know, a brush weave, a stick, and even veggie strips and veggie sausages. So that, again, if you're treating every day, you're keeping it exciting for the pet as well as yourself. But the most important thing is when it comes to how we craft them, we've gone and done loads of science on these. So we can actually prove that giving a dog our dental chew with a Whimsies is 80% more effective than the leading competitor product at removing plaque. And plaque, remember, is that biofilm that starts to accumulate within 24 hours on a dog's tooth that then starts the progression of dental disease. So that's a great win. The other thing that you'll find with these chews is that they're a little bit firmer. And what that generates is a chew that lasts longer. And that's really key because, again, just like us, you know, when we brush our own teeth today, electric toothbrushes are designed to dip it 2 minutes so that we are going for an extended period of time. We want dogs to chew longer as well, you know. They're not going to get as robust a benefit if they only chew for 20, 30 seconds. So with our chews, you're going to have that extended period of time. So we also like to say, you know, a longer chewing time for 3 times more fun. But it's also a great occupier as well. So if you're doing something where you want the dog to just sit down and gnaw away, it also therefore keeps them busy as well as cleans their feet. So it's a great product. The other one to mention is that it's made on all natural limited ingredients. In fact, it's just six key ingredients. So it hasn't got any meat proteins, it's got no grains in it, you know, they have no GMOs or anything like that. But it's also a great chew that works for all dogs, not just, you know, the ones who are happy and healthy, but also the sensitive ones or the ones who are slightly overweight or having diabetic concerns. This chew slots nicely into their daily routine.
You guys have thought of everything with Whimsies. And for me, you know, the research behind them really stands out as a pet parent. And, you know, I love, of course, to give our dogs things that are healthy and, you know, conservative in calories and things like that. But the biggest thing for me is that you guys have really done your research, which is great for pet owners to be able to see that. And, of course, as always, there's a link below this podcast. People can check out your website and see that. There's some other great references on there too for dental health for pets. So I encourage everybody to take a look there.
Thank you. And the other thing to mention is Whimsies actually just this month got awarded our VOHD seal of acceptance for perfect. So we're really excited. As I said, to your point, we are keep thinking of what the next thing, and the next thing for us actually has been the launch of a new puppy dental chew, because what better time to start when those adult teeth first come through. So you'll see that one hopefully on the shelf or on the website on whimsies.com as well, and so that you can then start to really encourage that behaviour and that habit of everyday daily dental care from just as little as 3 months of age, which is great.
Fantastic. That's great for you guys. Congratulations. And is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about Whimsies or pet dental health or anything before we go?
The biggest thing for me is don't let this problem seem intimidating to their parents. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, start with daily chews, go book that appointment with your veterinarian, the annual checkup, you know, even if it's in a couple months' time, that's great, at least it's on your calendar. And make sure you do something every single day for your dog's teeth, because that's what's going to keep them healthier and happier for a whole lot longer. And that, at the end of the day, is what we want for our pets.
Absolutely. And I love that you use that word intimidating. That's so often, you know, what pet parents feel when you talk about dental health. Obviously, it's not the favorite task of anybody, to stick your hands in your dog's mouth and get in there with a toothbrush. He's uncomfortable. You're not happy. So it can be a bit intimidating, but don't let that stop you. It is the best thing you can do for your dog's overall health and well-being. So thank you again for being here and for this great information in honor of Pet Dental Health Month. But of course, it's something that we need to focus on and really educate ourselves all year round. Another big thank you to Dr. Danielle. She is a wonderful guest on the show. I love having her. She shares some great information with us every time she comes. If you guys have any questions about pet dental health or how you can care for your pet's teeth and mouth, feel free to jump on our website, theoryofpets.com, and you can leave your questions there. If I can't answer those for you, I'd be happy to pass those along to Dr. Danielle to get them answered. While you're on our website, if you could take just a minute to leave me a quick review on iTunes. When I reach out to experts like Dr. Danielle, I like to show them that you guys are out there listening and you're enjoying the podcast. So it's really beneficial for me to be able to show those positive reviews. So if you could do that, that would be great. And of course, check out the wellness website. There's a link to that just below this podcast. They have a lot of really great articles on there for all things pet related, from feeding your dog to taking care of their dental health and grooming needs. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back with another hot topic soon.